Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Appreciate you joining us today. And the Veep Stakes, of course, heating up as more and more of Josh Shapiro's record is coming under scrutiny. I'll tell you right off the bat, Josh Shapiro, in addition to being desperate and not knowing how to play it cool in any way, shape, or form, Josh Shapiro, don't forget this. This is a guy who campaigned on supporting vouchers, Lifeline scholarships, to enable poor kids to have the same access to quality education. And he was a school choice guy till he became governor. And then he sat on it and he stalled on it. And it's like any other Democrat. If you want to wind up becoming the Democrat national choice, you have to abandon vouchers. You got to abandon opportunity scholarships. You have to go with what the teachers union wants, because the teachers union controls you every step of the way. And they will never, ever back you unless you want the cartel to control public education and have the absolute power of indoctrination over your children. Bottom line. So Shapiro led a lot of people down in Pennsylvania, as you know, but it may be his saving grace to become the vice presidential pick. But there's a lot of other things coming out about him, too. I'm not so sure that he will be the selection, but we'll see. I'm not making any predictions. I can't make predictions when I have no access to information, so I don't do that. So we'll see. But I'll tell you one thing, though, is that Kamala Harris, whether or not she ever identified as black or not, one thing we do know is that she absolutely identified as the border czar. That's what we do know. She identified as the border czar, even though now they're trying to walk all that back. And we're going to talk about that today, because J.D. Vance went down to the border and he was hammering her on that issue, which is great. But obviously, the breaking news around this prisoner swap where Evan Gershkovich from the Wall Street Journal and Paul Whelan have been freed in the swap with Russia. They're very, very happy. There's a lot of questions around this. We're going to talk to our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates, a little bit later in the show today. She's got a lot of the inside scoop. Of course, she was former and future President Donald Trump's national security advisor. So she's got a lot to say regarding this. She'll have a lot of insight for us. But I think, you know, the real question, of course, is how do we keep this from happening where countries are actually afraid of taking our people? How do we get to that point? How do we get to a point where countries are afraid of taking our people and don't want to mess with us anymore? That would be nice. That would be a nice place to get. I would absolutely love us to get to that place. But for the moment, we're not there. Not as long as Joe Biden's president. So it was reported that Russia has released Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan in this swap, according to the Wall Street Journal. It is part of the largest and most complex East-West prisoner swap since the Cold War. The agreement involved 24 prisoners and at least 6 countries. 3 Americans, 1 American green card holder released in the swap, as Russia also freed journalist Alsu Karmashiva and Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Vladimir Kara-Murza. Now, there's other Americans who are still being held. Other Americans are still being held, and this is part of the problem, because Russia has not turned over everybody, and I don't know what else we have to give. I don't know what else we have to give. I mean, it seems like Biden is giving away the store, don't you think? I mean, Mark Fogle's not included in this. Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogle not included in this Russian prisoner swap. He's a Pennsylvania teacher. He has severe health issues. He's been unjustly imprisoned in a Russian prison going on 3 years now. And as the congressional members who represent Mark and his family have been pushing to bring him home as quickly as possible, they all said negotiations are ongoing with the Russian Federation, but he was not included in this. I mean, I'm happy Paul Whelan is, no question about it. The Marine, I'm glad Evan Gershkovich is coming home. Absolutely. But I don't want it to be forgotten that even today you had Senator John Fetterperson, you had Guy Reschenthaler, our buddy, you had several other people, Mike Kelly, all putting out a statement today, a joint bipartisan statement, calling for Fogle's release. And it's a damn shame. In fact, in June of 2024, the United States Senate unanimously passed a resolution calling for Fogle's immediate release. So he's a Pennsylvania guy, and I don't want it to be forgotten. And I don't want him to be forgotten, because it's very easy on a day like today. And listen, happy for the people that are coming home. No question about it. Two things can be true at the same time. The fact that this man has been left behind, his family's crushed, guy's been there for 3 years. And what else do we have to give? What else do we have to exchange to get him back? Why was he not included in all this? That's what I want to know. And now you've got bipartisan lawmakers in Pennsylvania who are asking these questions. Who is Mark Fogle? Here's what to know about the imprisoned schoolteacher with Pennsylvania ties. This is a little bit from the Inquirer. He's a schoolteacher, originally hails from Butler County, PA. He most recently lived in Oakmont with his wife, Jane. Longtime educator who attended Indiana University of Pennsylvania, taught history in international schools across Colombia, Malaysia, Oman, and Venezuela. He turned 63 on Sunday while imprisoned in Russia. He had been living and working in Russia since 2012. He's a former U.S. Embassy employee in Moscow. At the time of his arrest, he was teaching at the Anglo-American School of Moscow. Personal accounts refer to Fogle as a personable, athletic, and sometimes silly man with a strong wanderlust for traveling and adventures. In August of 2021, Russian airport security detained Fogle at the Moscow airport for carrying 17 grams or less than half an ounce of marijuana in his luggage. And we all know Brittany Griner was released. She also had marijuana. She's home. She's been home for a while. Fogle is still in jail. He said he was prescribed the marijuana to help with chronic pain from a back injury. He's been in prison for about 3 years. After being taken into custody at the airport stop, he was convicted of drug smuggling and drug possession in June of 2022, now serving a 14-year sentence. And as of publication time, he is not part of the major prisoner swap that includes Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. He's had limited opportunities to speak with the media. He said in an interview last year he was aware of Gershkovich and Whelan's arrests. He also noted the parallels between his charges and those against WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was arrested a year after Fogle for the same crime and released within a year. He said that hurt. Teachers are at least as important as basketballers. But Joe Biden at the time felt he could get more publicity and more street cred for getting Brittany Griner home. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, he thought he could get more street cred for getting Brittany Griner home, and there were too many vocal voices on the left. That's why when he brought Brittany Griner home in exchange for The Merchant of Death and left Paul Whelan behind and left Mark Fogle behind, they didn't care because they got all this attention for getting this WNBA star home, and that was all they cared about. And imagine that. This guy's in jail for basically the same crime, and she gets to come home because she's famous. She's a celebrity. She's a big athlete. And he's still sitting there. And then even today, prisoner swap again, and he's still sitting there in Russia. You know, if the Democrats actually cared about winning Pennsylvania, maybe you work on getting this Pennsylvania man freed from a Russian jail. Just saying. And this is what he said regarding, because he's had a lot of medical issues. He said, I've seen doctors here. This is from an interview he did last year. They've given me medicines. They haven't let me rot. He said he did an exclusive phone call with Trib Live at the time with his mom in Butler County. And he had spoken, it was the first time chance he's had, and I think the last time he's had a chance to have a conversation with an American journalist. He said, spinal injuries are profound injuries. There's nerve damage and numbness, and my balance is not as good as it should be. The medical marijuana he possessed when arrested was prescribed legally in Pennsylvania for back and knee pain. His family supplied the Trib with x-rays of his back taken at the European Medical Center in Moscow in 2013. The images show the surgical pins and screws in his spine. He turned to medical marijuana. Look, I would tell you, you know, if it's me, I'm not bringing that over to Russia. I'm not going to Russia either. But I mean, if it's me, I'm not bringing it over there. I'm not going to mess with that. But that's beside the point, right? The guy's already behind jail. If the United States of America is taking the position that we're going to get our people back, we're not taking the position of, well, you broke Russian law, so now go rot, which we should not take that position. We should want our people back. We should not, the government of the United States of America should not take the position of, hey, listen, you broke Russian law, go rot. It's a BS crime. You know it. I know it. It's BS. But in addition to that, we got Brittany Griner home for literally the exact same thing. Literally the exact same thing. And then Mark Fogle sits and rots in a Russian jail. So as everybody celebrates this today, I don't want it to be lost that we still have Americans who are over there. He happens to be one, but there's others, too. I think there's 9 others, if I'm not mistaken. The State Department has not designated him as wrongfully detained. Under the Levinson Act, which includes criteria such as credible belief that he is innocent, that they are being held because of American citizenship, that the detention is an attempt to force concessions from the United States, and that U.S. diplomacy would be necessary to secure release. But why then did they get Brittany Griner released? Like, in other words, if they viewed his arrest as being something like, well, hey, listen, you know, you had pot, shouldn't have done that, that broke Russian law. Okay, fair, but you worked on Brittany Griner's release. Fogle saw WNBA star Brittany Griner arrested for the exact same crime, watched her be released, watched her return home, and imagine how that felt, huh? On Thursday, Malfeen Fogle had just received a large box of yard signs for the family's campaign to bring home her son. They addressed the fact that President Joe Biden has yet to say Mark Fogle's name in public comments. Mr. President, bring Mark Fogle home, the sign reads, ending with hashtag free Mark Fogle. The message to the president is simple. Please reunite me with my family. That's one of the mantras that I repeat over and over and over every day, at the church, in bed, whenever I have time. He says the Declaration of Independence speaks how all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Let's use those lofty words to help all of us who are here. If it can be done with some, it can be done with others. I plead with him for help. His voice strained when he talked about Brittany Griner's release. He doesn't begrudge her the freedom. He and his family just struggle with why the same opportunity can't be afforded to him for the same charges. Well, it's easy, man. You're not a WNBA star. Sorry. You don't have all these celebrity activists coming out for your cause. Because at the time, Biden could have said, I want them both. I want everybody back. Or you're not getting your Merchant of Death back. He could have done that. Could have played hardball with him. But Biden knew at the time that getting Brittany Griner back, as he was looking to be a presidential candidate at the time, would be a major publicity coup for him, right? It'd be a major PR coup. So he didn't care. He wasn't going to play hardball with Russia. He wasn't going to say, no, I want every American back. We're not picking and choosing here. Give us our people back, or you're not getting your people back. That's the end of it. And it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough on the family to sit back there and know that today people are celebrating, and yet whatever leverage they had to get Mark Fogel back is probably now gone for at least who knows how long, at least the absolute foreseeable future. I mean, my heart breaks for his family. My heart absolutely breaks for it. And the media with the gushing. The gushing over this exchange and how happy they are. What a win this is for Joe Biden. What a coup this is for Joe Biden. Wow, he did it. He really did it and everything like that. Oh, how about the questions about the others that are being held? How about those questions? Why don't you push back on those questions? And why don't you ask them, well, what are you going to do now? Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan speaking with the press. Reporter asked him, what about the imbalance between the number of wrongfully detained individuals and rightfully detained criminals that were released? Here's what Jake Sullivan had to say, cut number three.
Can you talk about how the administration tries to make sure this doesn't incentivize more arrests of innocent Americans beyond what the president said, advising people not to go abroad in certain places, especially because you're looking at this inherent imbalance between securing the release of innocent Americans in exchange for rightfully convicted criminals, including a murderer?
Look, it's a fair question. It's a question that we grapple with every time that we look at the hard decisions involved in one of these exchanges. It is difficult to send back a convicted criminal.
It is difficult to send back a convicted criminal. So what are we going to do next about the other Americans who were there? What are we going to do next? All right, 855-839-1210. This is the big story of the hour, obviously brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. By the way, Jake Sullivan won't clearly state whether Kamala Harris was involved in negotiations over the release of wrongfully detained Americans. I'd like to know, and then what I would suggest is all these bipartisan members of Congress should go after Kamala Harris for leaving another American behind in Pennsylvania, the must-win state of Pennsylvania. Hey, why not? I mean, if they're going to go out there and they're going to try to take all these victory laps today and they're going to pat themselves on the back for it, then point out the ones you left behind. Point out the ones you left behind and then tie her to it. Since this has clearly become, as always, a very, very political issue, cut number four.
You've discussed, obviously, the president's involvement, direct involvement in all of this. Can you talk us through any involvement that the vice president had? Was she also speaking directly to other leaders and allies?
So, as I said in my opening comments, both President Biden and Vice President Harris have made the return of unjustly detained Americans American hostages an absolute priority. And in this particular case, Vice President Harris actually had an opportunity to engage with Chancellor Schultz earlier this year at an opportune and timely moment at the Munich Security Conference, where she talked about this issue with him. That followed on a conversation that the president had just a short time before that, and it was in the run of high-level engagements and a back and forth that the president and the chancellor were having that Vice President Harris was actually able to sit face-to-face with Chancellor Schultz and talk through the elements of this. And then I've sat in the Oval Office more times than I can count over the course of the past years, providing briefings and updates on this and getting peppered with questions by both the president and the vice president, thinking through the strategy, iterating the approach, which she was a participant in, very much a core member of the team that helped make this happen.
So why not Mark Fogel? why did she not insist on Mark Fogel coming home, too? These are the questions that I think we have to ask as the show gets underway. We'll talk to Dr. Victoria Coates about this a little bit later in the show today. Plus, Trump savaged Kamala Harris last night on the campaign trail about being the border czar. Let's not let her off the hook for this. In fact, let's tie her directly to all these policies, the border and everything else. Plus, Saudi Arabia and their role in 9/11. It's amazing to me how, once again today, this administration wiping their hands and saying, oh, we had nothing to do. No, this plea agreement with the masterminds of 9/11 where they won't get the death penalty. Oh, we had nothing to do with it. Yeah, no, it wasn't us. I mean, they're so busy going after Trump for non-disclosure agreements in court and raiding his house at Mar-a-Lago, but they're not involved at all in any way, shape, or form with the masterminds of 9/11. So, yeah, right. We believe that for sure. No question about it. All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Afternoon. You know, it's always whenever I do the show, I'm always trying to make sure you get the breaking news. But of course, we want to go in depth into very important things like the government covering up the truth about, well, you know, you name it, whatever the cover up du jour is. Believe it or not, there's still a lot of questions regarding Fauci, the NIH, and the efforts by people like Francis Collins and Fauci and others to break the law and hide the truth from the American people. And you know, even though these issues may not be in the forefront of the news, doesn't mean we're going to take our foot off the gas. No way. And that's why I'm very, very grateful to welcome back to the show Paul Thacker. Paul's been on with us before. He writes a great piece. He's an investigative journalist, Disinformation Chronicle. You can find his stuff over there and follow him on X at Thacker PD. Paul, thanks for joining me in Philadelphia again. How you been?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
So your latest article, NIH email, reveals plan to fool Congress with a response, quote, that doesn't actually answer the questions. We've heard a lot about this now, the effort by these people to try to obfuscate the Freedom of Information Act by using private Gmail emails, and that's an absolute deliberate violation of federal law.
Right. So it's been what's funny is you say you take the foot off, you know, put off the gas about this stuff. The problem is that we're still learning about what happened in the NIH because they had an entire program to lie and obfuscate, hide the truth. They've been dishonest with Congress. These latest batch of emails came out because of an investigative reporter named Jimmy Tobias, who writes mostly for like The Nation, The Intercept. And he has access to lawyers so that he can sue because the NIH does not turn over emails when you just go through the Freedom of Information Act. They will hide stuff. And so he's got a law firm that does pro bono work for him so that he can sue to get access to the emails. And then when the emails are redacted, he then sues to get the emails unredacted. And so in this latest batch, there's an email back in early 2020 where they're inside the NIH, they're sort of plotting on how they're going to respond to this letter they've gotten from Congress. And it's about a group called Eco Health Alliance, which was the group that was funding gain of function research in Wuhan. And what the email says is the woman who was in charge of legislative affairs, she emails back to them. She says, "We're going to draft a response to the letter. It doesn't actually answer the questions in the letter, but rather presents a narrative of what happened at a high level." And then she says, "The committee may come back for other documents, but I'm hoping to run out the clock." And then Francis Collins, who then was director of the NIH, he responds, "Sounds like a good plan." And then the guy who is the deputy director for research there, he responds back. He's like, "Thanks so much, Adrian. I'll draft something today." So they like put down in emails their entire way that they were going to deal with Congress, which is, "We're not going to respond to any questions. We're just going to, you know, just tell them a story and hope that, like, they don't come and ask for documents."
Yeah, just hope that nobody actually ever pursues this, because we're such heroes of the media and we're such heroes of the, I guess, the intelligentsia who have, you know, positioned these people as being saviors and saints, that they figure nobody will come after them. But I mean, it's so sleazy that people like yourself, Paul Thacker, and others have had to sue to get these documents out there. Congress has had to go after them. And, you know, I mean, all of this is going on because these guys were trying to avoid accountability for things like gain-of-function research. So let's back up for a second and say, what was the point of them doing all this? What were they trying to hide?
So we don't really know what the – so here's the thing. We know there was a cover-up. I mean, that's very obvious. There's been multiple stories and emails showing there was a cover-up where they were trying to hide the virus research they were funding and the fact that some of this funding from Anthony Fauci was going directly into the lab at Wuhan, which is where the pandemic started. Now, what we don't know is, were they covering up because they knew that this thing came from a lab at Wuhan, or were they covering up because they didn't want people to know, like, whoa, wait, what kind of research are you guys funding? Like, what's going on? Like, so we don't know exactly what they were trying to cover up, but it's very obvious there was a cover-up going on. And you don't try to cover things up unless you got something to hide.
You don't cover things up unless you have something to hide. It's very, very true. So in my opinion, I mean, it seems very obvious to me. These guys knew what they did. They knew it was going to come out. They took steps to try to insulate themselves from it coming out. But they made some serious mistakes, right, Paul Thacker? I mean, like emailing on their official government email addresses to people on Gmail, and then some of those people on Gmail responding back to the official email addresses and then turning around and going, no, don't use the official email address. I mean, it's kind of like Keystone Cops a little bit with these people.
Well, that was Fauci's right-hand man, who the guy who's Fauci's, like, I called him Fauci's consigliere. Although when Fauci then later testified, he said, well, I don't even, he pretended like he hardly even knew the guy who worked for him for 17 years. I think what the great thing was about, it was very obvious from a lot, I read a lot of those emails. There were several hundred emails that came out. And throughout several of these emails, David Morenz, the right-hand man to Fauci, talked about drinking. And when you looked at the guy, when he appeared at the hearing, he looked like the kind of guy who likes to drink. Let's just say when you look at his face, he looked like a guy who likes to drink. And so I think what probably was going on is during the pandemic, again, I don't know this, but I'm just like deducing what was going on. He was drinking at home and not totally paying attention to what was going on. And so the committee just got lucky and got access and found out, you know, these emails where he's talking about how he deletes emails, how he walks things over to Fauci directly. There was one email where he came out and he said that he had hooked up a reporter at a thing called Kaiser Health News with the Fauci's secret back channel, which is his private Gmail. Fauci then testified in front of Congress and said he does not use his Gmail for official business. And then 2 days ago, the New York Post ran a story. They had an email that someone had found where Fauci was discussing how he was strategizing with a reporter at the Washington Post back in 2020. And he told her, like, you know, just send it to me on my Gmail. So he was, you know, conducting official business on his Gmail, and then he turned around and lied about the Congress. But Fauci has perjured himself several times in front of Congress, and nothing's going to happen because the way the process is, when you catch someone in Congress, when you're in Congress, I used to work in the Senate, and I ran investigations, when you catch someone lying or misleading, you send a referral over to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice then determines whether they're going to proceed forward and prosecute or not. Well, do you think the Biden administration is going to prosecute the medical advisor to President Biden? No, of course not. Those referrals are not going anywhere.
But other people have gone to jail. I mean, Steve Bannon's in jail right now for the same thing. The other guy was just released, whose name escapes me right now, whose name will come to me.
Roger Stone was pardoned by Trump, and he for the exact same issue in which he lied to Congress.
Right.
But Fauci is protected because Fauci is, you know, served President Biden, and the Biden administration is not going to go after the person who was working on behalf of the president.
No, you're exactly right. Paul Thacker's with me. His latest piece, NIH email reveals plan to fool Congress with a response that doesn't actually answer the questions. You can read it at the Disinformation Chronicle and paulthacker.com. I just want to read the exact quote here. So as you went through this on page 189, you found the NIH's liaison with Congress explaining to our NIH superiors, this is National Institutes of Health, how they would avoid answering questions sent to them in a letter from the chairs of several House committees. Quote, we are going to draft a response to the letter that doesn't actually answer the questions in the letter, but rather presents a narrative of what happened at a high level. This was from NIH Associate Director for Legislative Policy, Adrienne Hallett, in a July 2020 email. Quote, the committee may come back for other documents, but I'm hoping to run out the clock. Sounds like a good plan, responded Francis Collins. By the way, have you ever heard him sing, Paul Thacker? It's terrifying.
Well, he did something like with a guitar or something like that. I don't know. That video worked its way around for a while. I didn't turn on the sound.
Yeah, don't, please don't. It's somewhere over the pandemic. It's him singing. It's brutal. I mean, I think they're actually playing it at Guantanamo as we speak.
That could be.
Now, we have a number of people who are trying to do something about this. So you mentioned Senator Rand Paul. He's going after this. He's not letting up. I mean, Rand Paul's like a dog with a bone here. He's just not letting up.
Right. I think he's pissed off because this goes back, I think it's the summer of 2021, when he asked Tony Fauci during a hearing about his funding for gain-of-function research. And Fauci, I was actually watching the hearing that was happening, and I'd never seen something like this in my life. He starts wagging his finger at the senator and almost yelling back at the senator. It was really something to behold. It was like, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on here? And, you know, as a person who's run investigations, I know what the legal standard is for what's, it's not called perjury. It's called 1001. And the standard is not lying to someone. It's either lying and or misleading. That's the legal standard. Okay. So I knew as soon as he did that, Fauci had lied. that he was going to get a referral of the Department of Justice. I was shocked to see something like that, honestly, at the time. And the man has just continued to lie over and over again. The latest thing that came out, there was a congressional report that came out of the House, and Fauci was deposed, and in that deposition, he was asked how many times he'd read this scientific essay that was published by Nature Medicine that basically absolved him of having helped to start the pandemic in Wuhan. And he discussed having read like several, drafts of it, but didn't totally understand it. What was funny was, so this came out like in May, the New York Times asked him about this in May of last year, and he had denied even reading the essay at the time. So, he lied to the New York Times. And yeah. So I tweeted this out, and the columnist of the New York Times tweeted back that when she was questioning Fauci about his involvement in this essay, he told her he had started to get heart palpitations. She was questioning him so aggressively that she was causing him to have a medical emergency.
I'm sorry, a medical emergency? That sounds a little bit dramatic, Paul Thacker.
Oh, that he told her, she tweeted out that he said that her line of questioning was causing him to have palpitations.
Yeah. My heart bleeds for him. It really does. I remember talking to you. I think it was, I don't know, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. I forget exactly when. You did this great investigation into this revolving door between people at the NIH and the FDA, the CDC, and Big Pharma. So at the end of your piece here, it's amazing to find out that one of these people winds up going to work for a gigantic biotech company. Tell us about that.
Right. So I can't remember the specifics of that, but if you look, the woman who was legislative affairs director for the NIH, the person who was the person strategizing, with the NIH and how they were not going to respond to Congress, she left earlier this year, last year, and was praised, of course, by the NIH for all her great work, helping us to work with Congress. She now works at a biotech company.
Shocking how that works, right? That revolving door. And I'm sure that the lawyers there will protect her and protect everybody else there from accountability. Paul Thacker, last question for you. I mean, for those of us that really want to see these people held accountable, for those of us that really want to make sure that everything that they were involved in with gain-of-function research and funding and then trying to cover this up and trying to, gaslight us about the Wuhan lab and telling us that it came from an undercooked bat burger at the wet market, What can we hope for here in terms of getting justice, getting accountability?
I honestly don't think there's going to be any. Just look at what happened with the World Trade Center. Think about it. Something like, I think 3,000 or 2,300 people died. There was a huge economic blow to the city of New York, to the state of New York. This COVID pandemic, there's been nothing like it. The number of people who died, are into the hundreds of thousands in America. The hit to the economy was just crazy. Kids are still not back at their level where they were for learning in schools. And there's been no attempt at all by Democrats in Congress to really ask any questions about how we dealt with the pandemic. It's become completely partisan. And it's something that I think we're just going to move on from. And I think historians are going to look back on this and be like, what the hell were you guys doing? Nobody knows what we're doing.
It's just a shame to think that they might get away with it. It really is. Well, keep up the good work, Paul Thacker, investigative journalist. Follow Paul on X at ThackerPD and check out his website at pauldthacker.com. I appreciate it, my friend. I really appreciate your work on this effort. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we got a lot of other great guests coming up today. We're going to talk to Harrison Fields regarding the Trump campaign. We're going to talk to our buddy Dr. Victoria Coates about the prisoner swap, about 9/11, just about everything that's going on in the world, too, the craziness of the world. I got to tell you, though. The official Zioli family car is the Volvo XC90 from Cherry Hill Volvo. You know that, right? I mean, I love that car, love driving it, love how safe it is. I love the fact that it is considered to be the safest 7-passenger SUV out there, bar none. period. But it also looks really good, and it's stylish, and it's fast, and it's got all the latest technology, and that's got a beast of an engine on it, so it's going to get you there nice and safe and sound. And you want to look good driving it, right? I mean, it's better to look good than to feel good, am I right? But in this case, you get both. And you also save some serious money, because right now at Cherry Hill Volvo, they have an amazing special going on. You're going to save over $13,000 off the Volvo XC90. That's right. Isn't that something? Over $13,000. On the Volvo XC90 at Cherry Hill Volvo. Plus, they have their 2024 model year sell down going on right now as well. And look, there's no other Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. They are a studio sponsor. So of all the Volvo dealers in all the land, there's only one that is our studio sponsor. And we are so grateful for that, because the entire philosophy, the guiding principle behind Cherry Hill Volvo is relationships matter. And they do. They really do. Judith Krupnik, Yosef Cohen, the entire team there, they pride themselves on that. And they prove it. That's why people keep coming back. They're customers for life. I'm one of those people, a customer for life. So what are you waiting for? Go see them today. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership, easy to get to, right on Route 70. There's a little bit of road construction going on, and they're doing a dealership renovation, but that's why they're doubling down on so many of these incentives and promotions right now. And saving over $13,000 off the Volvo XC90, the family car, the best SUV I've ever driven. You're going to love driving it too. And take advantage of the 2024 model year sell down. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Somewhere.
Stop it.
You mentioned it. Why can't I play it?
Because it's painful. It's torturous. It's not. I keep playing it a little bit longer. Go ahead.
Somewhere past the pandemic.
Oh, it hurts my soul.
Quarantine.
Hurts my liver. No, that was drinking last night. Never mind.
Thanks to a safe vaccine.
I mean, it's not even. The guy doesn't even hit the notes.
I think it's a beautiful rendition.
It's painful.
Me. My family now can leave our home.
My family can leave our home. Freak.
Can
you imagine being a karaoke night with this joker? You know, you're having wings and you see this idiot get up there and do this song on karaoke. I would hope people would react accordingly.
He's singing through a mask.
And he's singing through a mask. He's up there. Everybody's eating wings and drinking beer and looking at him like, what is this? What is this? Am I being played here? Is this? We got to talk about the what happened at the Olympics, the boxing match between a biological male and a woman, an Italian woman who, by the way, good for her, did not put up with this crap. I mean, it's outrageous what you saw happen here. And if you don't know the story by now, I don't know where you've been, but there was a biological male from Algeria and a female Italian boxer, and they actually boxed. And Angelina Carini ended the match against Iman Khalif after 46 seconds, following a series of hard blows to the head that left the Italian boxer with a broken nose. Caressa Shields, who won gold medals in the 2012 and 2016 Olympics, said in America's Newsroom today, and we'll play the clip in a second, that the Olympic Committee dropped the ball. Yeah, and the Olympic Committee was warned that this is exactly what was going to happen. But, you know, there was another story about this, too. The Olympic Committee warns the media against using biologically male and female when referring to trans athletes. So the woke, you know, this has been the wokest Olympics we've ever seen. Everything from that ridiculous, embarrassing, over-the-top, and incredibly offensive opening ceremony that was just ridiculous, them spending, what, $2.5 billion to try to clean up that filthy river in Paris. But the IOC had published their portrayal guidelines ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics to provide practical checklists and advice to help ensure gender equal and fair representation of all athletes across all forms of media and communication. The guide includes a section on problematic language that included the phrases biologically male and biologically female. Uses of phrases like those above can be dehumanizing and inaccurate when used to describe transgender sports people and athletes with sex variations. Sex variations. A person's sex category is not assigned based on genetics alone, and aspects of a person's biology can be altered when they pursue gender-affirming medical care. As Riley Gaines put it, the IOC bans the media from using a list of words like biological male, born male, and sex change because these words they say are problematic, dehumanizing, and inaccurate. Since when does the Olympics have the authority to censor the media? This is literal communism. It's a 33-page document warning the media against these terms, pressing them to avoid doing things like post-operative surgery, transsexual, or even sex change. And they say it's always preferable to emphasize a person's actual gender rather than potentially calling their identity into question by referring to the sex category that was registered on their original birth certificate. Registered? Listen, I understand if I get, you know, I buy five fried chicken sandwiches and I get a punch each time and you missed one and I go, you should have registered that fried chicken sandwich because I want my sixth one free. That's different than the sex that's registered on your birth certificate, okay? But at least they're not saying the category that was assigned at birth. Oh, no, they are. I'm sorry. If there is a clear reason to refer to the category a person was assigned at birth, the terms to use are, quote, assigned female at birth, assigned male at birth, or designated female at birth, or designated male at birth. I got a question. Who does the assignment? Where is this committee? Does it live in utero? Is it in the clouds? Is it in the sky? This is what I want to know. Who does the designation? Like as the baby's about to come out, they go, boy. And then, oh, blew it again. Got it wrong. Made the wrong assignment. Hate when this happens. It's so stupid. It's beyond stupid that we have to pretend like this is a real thing. That you're assigned a gender at birth. Assigned by who? Who? God? Is it God? Are they acknowledging the existence of God? Is the IOC acknowledging the existence of a higher power that does the assignment? I'm curious. And then the assignment was just wrong. Like, I got an assignment once in college, and it was to write a term paper on the presidency. And thank God it was given to me because I was able to nail it and then sell it to lesser students for money. Thank God I got that assignment. But my point is that's different from being assigned a gender because you're not assigned a gender. You're born a freaking gender. But what happened with this boxing match is an outrage. And you knew it was going to happen too. They were warned about this. They were warned about this in a big, big way. And as another Olympian put it, it is just outrageous that this was able to occur. It's just unfair. So here's a two-time gold medalist reacting to this scary Olympic boxing match. This was on America's Newsroom earlier today. Take a listen.
Medals. What do you think about all of this?
Well, my first Olympics, I was 17 years old. So I hadn't even fully developed as a woman. So I couldn't imagine getting inside the ring with the biological men. I mean, even though I spar against the men, but fighting for the Olympics is way bigger than that. It's so much more on the line. So to have to go on there with the opposite gender when, look, women fight against women, men fight against men. So I don't even see how the Olympics done something like this.
You know, I watched this video earlier today, Clarissa. Have you seen it? The Italian boxer saying, I'm out. Have you seen the video yet?
I seen it.
I mean, she really looked scared to me. What did you think?
You know, I grew up in a gym sparring against a lot of guys and stuff, but every fighter, woman fighter does not do that. So the power to her did seem like it was much bigger and much stronger. And it did scare her, you know, and I don't know how old she is, but it's still like when you're born, and man, you're already born with the bigger muscles and a bigger neck, and you've grown up to be a man. You know, you didn't change genders when you was a kid, so it's just unfair, and I just can't believe that it's being done, and I just couldn't imagine it happening to me.
There's not that many women who are willing to stand up and say this is wrong. You know, I admire you for doing so. Do you think the Olympics will have a change of heart here? I mean, if you see her, that young woman from Italy, she worked just as hard as anybody else to get to the Olympics, and her dream was dashed in 46 seconds because of him.
It is very hard to qualify for the Olympics. You have to go through so many different international tournaments, country tournaments, to even make it to the Olympics. So for me, I can understand her devastation, but it shouldn't be ruined due to a man. And I think that the Olympics definitely dropped the ball, you know. And listen, I don't have anything against transgender women or transgender men. All I'm saying is that men should fight against men, women should fight against women, and transgenders should fight against transgenders. That is how I feel. I will stand with that. I'm not homophobic or anything like that, or against the gay community, yeah, but that's not right.
Hey, Clarissa, thanks for coming on.
Good for her, by the way. That was Clarissa Shields, two-time Olympics gold medalist. I'm sure she'll be canceled in due time, but good for her for just actually saying the truth out loud and saying the just being bold and saying it. And, you know, there's a big difference between sparring at a gym and competing for Olympic gold. And she's acknowledging that fact as well. So good for her. It's an outrage what happened. I feel so bad for this Italian boxer. But the good news for her is that she's already getting all kinds of amazing offers to actually compete. And it's gonna be great for her in the end. I really believe that justice will prevail in her case. All right, big 4 o'clock hour coming up. Straight ahead, don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Stop it.
You mentioned it. Why can't I play it?
Because it's painful. It's torturous. It's not. I keep playing it a little bit longer. Go ahead. Oh, it hurts my soul. Hurts my liver. No, that was drinking last night. Never mind.
Thanks to a safe vaccine.
I mean, it's not even... the guy doesn't even hit the notes.
I think it's a beautiful rendition.
It's painful. Me!
My family now can leave our home.
My family can leave our home. Freak. Can you imagine being a karaoke night with this joker? You know, you're having wings and you see this idiot get up there and do this song on karaoke. I would hope people would react accordingly.
He's singing through a mask.
And he's singing through a mask. He's up there. Everybody's eating wings and drinking beer and looking at him like, what is this? What is this? Am I being played here? Is this? We got to talk about the what happened at the Olympics, the boxing match between a biological male and a woman, an Italian woman who, by the way, good for her, did not put up with this crap. I mean, it's outrageous what you saw happen here. And if you don't know the story by now, I don't know where you've been, but there was a biological male from Algeria and a female Italian boxer, and they actually boxed. And Angelina Carini ended the match against Iman Khalif after 46 seconds, following a series of hard blows to the head that left the Italian boxer with a broken nose. Caressa Shields, who won gold medals in the 2012 and 2016 Olympics, said in America's Newsroom today, and we'll play the clip in a second, that the Olympic Committee dropped the ball. Yeah, and the Olympic Committee was warned that this is exactly what was going to happen. But, you know, there was another story about this, too. The Olympic Committee warns the media against using biologically male and female when referring to trans athletes. So the woke, you know, this has been the wokest Olympics we've ever seen. Everything from that ridiculous, embarrassing, over-the-top, and incredibly offensive opening ceremony that was just ridiculous. Them spending, what, $2.5 billion to try to clean up that filthy river in Paris. But the IOC had published their portrayal guidelines ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics to provide practical checklists and advice to help ensure gender equal and fair representation of all athletes across all forms of media and communication. The guide includes a section on problematic language that included the phrases biologically male and biologically female. Uses of phrases like those above can be dehumanizing and inaccurate when used to describe transgender sports people and athletes with sex variations. Sex variations. A person's sex category is not assigned based on genetics alone, and aspects of a person's biology can be altered when they pursue gender-affirming medical care. As Riley Gaines put it, the IOC bans the media from using a list of words like biological male, born male, and sex change because these words, they say, are problematic, dehumanizing, and inaccurate. Since when does the Olympics have the authority to censor the media? This is literal communism. It's a 33-page document warning the media against these terms, pressing them to avoid doing things like post-operative surgery, transsexual, or even sex change. And they say it's always preferable to emphasize a person's actual gender rather than potentially calling their identity into question by referring to the sex category that was registered on their original birth certificate. Registered? Listen, I understand if I get, you know, I buy 5 fried chicken sandwiches and I get a punch each time and you missed one and I go, you should have registered that fried chicken sandwich because I want my 6th one free. That's different than the sex that's registered on your birth certificate, okay? But at least they're not saying the category that was assigned at birth. Oh, no, they are. I'm sorry. If there is a clear reason, To refer to the category a person was assigned at birth, the terms to use are, quote, assigned female at birth, assigned male at birth, or designated female at birth, or designated male at birth. I got a question. Who does the assignment? Where is this committee? Does it live in utero? Is it in the clouds? Is it in the sky? This is what I want to know. Who does the designation? Like as the baby's about to come out, they go, boy. And then, oh, blew it again. Got it wrong. Made the wrong assignment. Hate when this happens. It's so stupid. It's beyond stupid that we have to pretend like this is a real thing. That you're assigned a gender at birth. Assigned by who? Who, God? Is it God? Are they acknowledging the existence of God? Is the IOC acknowledging the existence of a higher power that does the assignment? I'm curious. And then the assignment was just wrong. Like, I got an assignment once in college, and it was to write a term paper on the presidency. And thank God it was given to me because I was able to nail it and then sell it to lesser students for money. Thank God I got that assignment. But my point is that's different from being assigned a gender, because you're not assigned a gender. You're born a freaking gender. But what happened with this boxing match is an outrage. And you knew it was going to happen, too. They were warned about this. They were warned about this in a big, big way. And as another Olympian put it, it is just outrageous that this was able to occur. It's just unfair. So here's a two-time gold medalist reacting to this scary Olympic boxing match. This was on America's Newsroom earlier today. Take a listen.
Medals. What do you think about all of this?
Well, my first Olympics, I was 17 years old. So I hadn't even fully developed as a woman. So I couldn't imagine getting inside the ring with the biological man. I mean, even though I spar against the men, but fighting for the Olympics is way bigger than that. It's so much more on the line. So to have to go in there with the opposite gender when, look, women fight against women, men fight against men. So I don't even see how the Olympics done something like this.
You know, I watched this video earlier today, Clarissa. Have you seen it? The Italian boxer saying, I'm out. Have you seen the video yet?
I've seen it.
I mean, she really looked scared to me. What did you think?
You know, I grew up in a gym sparring against a lot of guys and stuff, but every fighter, woman fighter, does not do that. So so the power to her did seem like it was much bigger and much stronger. And it did scare her, you know. And I don't know how old she is, but it's still like when you're born, and man, you're already born with the bigger muscles and a bigger neck, and you've grown up to be a man. You know, you didn't change genders when you was a kid, so... It's just unfair, and I just can't believe that it's being done, and I just couldn't imagine it happening to me.
There's not that many women who are willing to stand up and say this is wrong, You know, I admire you for doing so. Do you think the Olympics will have a change of heart here? I mean, if you see her, that young woman from Italy, she worked just as hard as anybody else to get to the Olympics, and her dream was dashed in 46 seconds because of him.
It is very hard to qualify for the Olympics. You have to go through so many different international tournaments, country tournaments, to even make it to the Olympics. So for me, I can understand her devastation, but it shouldn't be ruined due to a man. And I think that the Olympics definitely dropped the ball, you know. And listen, I don't have anything against transgender women or transgender men. All I'm saying is that men should fight against men, women should fight against women, and transgenders should fight against transgenders. That is how I feel. I will stand with that. I'm not homophobic or anything like that, or against the gay community, yeah, but that's not right.
Hey, Clarissa, thanks for coming on.
Good for her, by the way. That was Clarissa Shields, two-time Olympics gold medalist. I'm sure she'll be canceled in due time, but good for her for just actually saying the truth out loud and saying the just being bold and saying it. And, you know, there's a big difference between sparring at a gym and competing for Olympic gold. And she's acknowledging that fact as well. So good for her. It's an outrage what happened. I feel so bad for this Italian boxer. But the good news for her is that she's already getting all kinds of amazing offers to actually compete. And it's gonna be great for her in the end. I really believe that justice will prevail in her case. All right, big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.